A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, and they are a rebellious house. Now, son of man, during the day, while they are looking on, prepare your baggage as though for exile. And again, while they are looking on, migrate from where you live to another place. Perhaps they will see that you are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage like an exile in the daytime, while they are looking on. In the evening again, while they are looking on, you shall go out like one of those driven into exile. While they are looking on, dig a hole in the wall and pass through it. While they are looking on, shoulder the burden and set out in the darkness. Cover your face that you may not see the land, for I have made you a sign for the house of Israel." I did as I was told. During the day, I brought out my baggage as though it were that of an exile. And at evening, I dug a hole through the wall with my hand, and while they looked on, set out in the darkness, shouldering my burden. Then in the morning, the word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, did not the house of Israel, that rebellious house, ask you what you are doing? Tell them, thus says the Lord God, this oracle concerns Jerusalem and the whole house of Israel within it. I am a sign for you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. As captives, they shall go into exile. The prince who is among them shall shoulder his burden and set out in darkness, going through a hole he has dug out in the wall, and covering his face, lest he be seen by anyone." The word of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. They tempted and rebelled against God the Most High, and kept not his decrees. They turned back and were faithless like their fathers. They recoiled like a treacherous bow. They angered him with their high places, and with their idols roused his jealousy. God heard and was enraged, and utterly rejected Israel. And he surrendered his strength into captivity, his glory in the hands of the foe. He abandoned his people to the sword, and was enraged against his inheritance.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times. Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his child, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved to compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in his anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will your heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Friends, you know what I mean when I say a false dichotomy, right? A false dichotomy. It's two notions, two propositions, two ideas that somehow are posed against one another erroneously. This happens a lot, I think, in our theology and in our kind of discourse in our church when we talk about justice and mercy, right? Am I going to be just or am I going to be merciful? Am I going to enact justice or am I going to be merciful? I'd suggest to you that the gospel today illustrates for us how that is a false dichotomy. And in fact, the two are very closely linked. Precisely here, what did the servant do after he was forgiven by his master? He failed to reciprocate mercy after receiving it. You see, each of us, through no merit of our own, zero merit of our own, are victims of mercy, recipients of mercy. We have received mercy through zero merit of our own. Therefore, the just thing, to give to the other what is their due, the just thing is to give on what we have actually received ourselves. I didn't merit mercy. And therefore, as a person who has received mercy, to imitate Christ is to actually hand on mercy itself. The story that lays out for us today in this 18th chapter of Matthew perfectly captures the reality of what mercy is supposed to do, the contagious reality of what mercy should be. That as people who have received mercy through no merit of our own, purely out of the will and the love of our Lord, we actually now have an impetus, a requirement, a calling, a vocation to be those who hand on mercy itself. Very often you'll see it in the world. These two polar opposites, to be just and to be merciful. I'd suggest to us that for the Christian, that they're one in the same. That they are one in the same. As people who have been stung by mercy, we now have a challenge, a mandatum, a modus operandi, if you will, that everywhere we encounter in our human experience others who are in need of mercy, there is something that should always be lingering in the back of our minds. I received mercy completely undeservingly. I received mercy without earning it. And now there's a charge upon my heart to give it away just as freely as I received it. That's the story in our gospel today. And we heard how the master dealt with the one who had received such mercy so generously. His whole debt was forgiven. But for us, friends, let's look at the areas in our lives where perhaps we're hanging on to small, as it said, in the case of that servant, small menial debts that others have that we're unwilling to let go. Instead, he choked him. He choked him physically. Maybe you're not doing that physically, but in the ways spiritually that we still hang on to things, we don't let them go. Let's be people who are enacting a just mercy today. Let's look at the areas in our lives where perhaps we're holding on to something that needs to be let go, which is not just an act of mercy, but because we're being victims of mercy, it's an act of justice.